T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Right now, I want to go across the Atlantic Ocean to our ABC News correspondent in London, Tom Rivers. Glad to talk to you again, Tom. Tell me some good news about Boris Johnson. How's he today?
Yeah, Joe, we're waiting for an update today. Two different briefings yesterday. Got kind of the same message. Said to be in good spirits. This was the second night for him in ICU. Listed in stable condition. Receiving oxygen, but importantly, he is not on a ventilator. So that's some, I guess, some positive, some good optimistic news coming out. But as I say, we're waiting for some fresh information, maybe in the next couple hours here.
Now, can we believe that? I mean, would they lie and say that he's not on a ventilator and we find out in 2 months that he was on a ventilator? Or how honest do you think this crowd is?
Well, they've been keeping it pretty close to their vest over the past few days, actually. Going back, 12 days ago, he tested positive, and they said, no, he's got minor symptoms, you know, he'll get over it. And as of last Sunday, 8 o'clock local time here, when they moved him into St. Thomas's Hospital, the penny dropped. And it was like, you guys, you've been playing it a little bit light. You better start putting some flesh on the bone. So then we found out that he was admitted. The next night, then, about 23 hours later, going into ICU. So, yeah, I think they've been kicked into being a little bit more forthcoming on the information now. Mm-hmm.
And in the United States, we would assume that the vice president had stepped in and was kind of managing things day to day. What happens in Great Britain under circumstances like this, where presumably he's flat on his back and trying to get better?
It's kind of a moving feast. You think back to the days of Tony Blair, where he had a designated deputy prime minister in John Prescott. But that isn't always the case. And in this particular situation, Boris has designated his foreign secretary, Dominic Raab, to deputize for him, basically to carry forward his plan for COVID. So Raab is not coming up with new and ingenious plans on his own. He's just kind of following through on the plan that's already been laid out. And we'll see what shakes out in the coming days and weeks if things turn one way or another with Johnson.
I know you're the repository of all the international news at the desk in London. What's the story in Wuhan? They're trying to sell the idea that everything's back to normal in China?
Heading in that direction, 11 weeks, 76 days, our people in Beijing have been monitoring, and they say, look, for the first time ever, trains are rolling out of and into Wuhan, same with airplane flights. And you think back to that time, John, that was a time when it was just around the time of Chinese New Year. You got people that have been stuck in Wuhan that don't live there, and they're trying to get back home today after, 76 days. So everybody's watching it around the world simply because how do you get out of this thing? How do you get into the next phase? How do you prevent a second wave of infections now? So it's going to be an ongoing and unfolding story. Other countries are going to be watching very, very closely, see if they can learn anything, glean anything to do it, quote unquote, right when their time comes to lift some of the you know, repressive, if you will, measures that they're deemed to have taken on board at this stage.
Yeah, that's a challenge, trying to figure out what's true and what's not true from that country in general. I appreciate it. Tom Rivers, who's our international correspondent live from London this morning. Thank you, Tom.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.